Hey guys, AC Raleigh from Grapple Talk here, and on this week's episode, we're doing something a little different. Instead of Nick, Jesse, and I hosting the episode talking about Midwest independent wrestling, we got somebody else to do it. Gorgeous Jordy Lee is hosting this week's episode. We want to try something a little different. You know, he came up to us with the concept of a correspondence piece, and we said, you know what? Why the hell not? And actually, the episode turned out pretty great. I'm excited for you guys to listen to it. Let us know what you think on our social media pages, facebook.com/thegrapple. Talk or at Twitter at the Grapple Talk. Did you like it? Do you want some more episodes like this? Did you hate it? And would you rather that we don't do this again? Hopefully you like it. Without further ado, enjoy Gorgeous Jordy Lee hosting Grapple Talk.
And welcome.
Welcome into Grapple Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squirt Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squirt Circle with Ryan Owen,
Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Grapple Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live! Woo!
All right. How is it going, ladies and gentlemen of the Grapple Talk listening variety? This is Gorgeous Jordy Lee. I am, I guess, doing a guest host slash correspondence piece slash, man, I hope this makes it to the podcast universe. I really hope it does. I hope it doesn't suck. I hope AC Riley and Ragnar over there and Jesse Von Roon, I hope they're just not like, man, this one was really bad. We're going to re-air the Nathan Gust episode or something like that. I really hope it's not that bad. I don't know. I guess I'm my own worst critic. But welcome to the podcast, guys. So basically, you know, this whole thing with me hosting Grapple Talk, it started off more or less as a joke. I am not exactly the best person when it comes to Twitter and social media. Some people say I'm very good and very entertaining or my jokes or whatever, but I'm just an idiot. That's really what it boils down to, working down to the brass tacks. So I see this tweet from, I think it was Jesse Von Ruden. He says, yeah, no Grapple Talk this week, you know, because we're all obsessed with March Madness, which is awesome. By the way, my bracket is officially busted. Busted hardcore by Villanova losing, Wisconsin winning, even though I'm a diehard Bucky Badger man, you know, like Wisconsin winning really effed my A. But in any event, so they're like, yeah, you know, no Grapple Talk because we're all obsessed with basketball, you know, the stupid real sport. So I said, I just replied back, you know, I could do it. And I'm not even kidding, I don't think. So they reply back, let's do it. Let's see it. And I was kind of like, oh, shoot. Son of a gun. What did I get myself into? So I believe at that point, Riley messages me, or I message Jesse. It doesn't really matter. Jesse Von Roon, by the way, heck of a stand-up guy. Nick Ragnar, take it or leave it. But yeah, so like this whole thing, I was like, yeah, maybe I could just do like a 5-minute joke kind of a thing. And they're like, no, like interview somebody. I said, I don't know. I don't think I'm very funny. I don't think this is going to be very good. They said, trust me, it's going to be fine. Have you heard some of our episodes? Just kidding, guys. Love you all dearly, like the sons I'll never have. But in any event, I said, okay, well, you know, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to like take it seriously? What do you want me to do? They're like, just do whatever. Just do you, man. Just do you. So that's what we do. So, you know, I asked Riley, like, who'd you want me to interview? And he said, just pick whatever. I don't really care. So I was like, well, two of the guys that immediately come to my mind right away are two studs over in Minnesota, Airwolf and Downtown Petey Brown, or as we were all calling him, me, Cody Rice, Joey Avalon, we were calling him Downtown Petey Brother, because the way he was just brothering up people left and right, drive-by brotherer. You know, I was like, these are two guys who I firmly believe are going to be, you know, more or less the, you know, the future of the Midwest wrestling scene right now. Like they're so ahead of the curve when it comes to wrestling, you know, like obviously, yes, they're both a year in. Yes, they're both very young, but what really grabs me is that, you know, they have such good looking gear, which, you know, that's a bit of a struggle for some people. For myself, example, I always hear all the time, like Jordy, you know, like you gotta get rid of the high spot stuff, but you know, like designing gear and all that, like that's just not my forte. And then, you know, the one guy that does a really great job, I'll shout out to him, Spot Monkey Media, Chris Huffman. He is busy as shit. I don't know if my curse word's going to make it. I don't know if they're going to bleep it out or not in the editing process. but he is busy as, I'll do it again, he is busy as shit. So, you know, like, I'm just kind of left in the dry. And then not only if I make a design, then I got to actually get someone to make it for me. Because Huffman, he'll tell you straight up, I do not make gear. I just make ideas. So, you know, these guys have great gear. They're also way ahead of the game when it comes to plugging themselves on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, on their Facebook and whatnot. Airwolf does not have much of a true Facebook presence because of him being in high school, but that's all right. That doesn't matter. You know, but these guys are just so ahead of the game, and they're both in good shape. They're both really solid workers. You know, Airwolf getting a chance to wrestle at First Ave, which is an opportunity that a lot of people on the Midwest scene have not had the opportunity to do so. And rightfully so, that's something you have to earn. And he's obviously struck a chord, and he's obviously earned it. Kudos. Mazel tov. Petey Brown, downtown Petey brother. You know, he's had some stuff going on lately with WWE, which is awesome. He's had a little bit of extra work. He's been on TV a couple of times as security. Awesome. All the congrats in the world, you know. You know, that's only after a year in the business or so, more or less. You know, some guys, you know, don't ever get that opportunity. You know, and maybe, you know, some of the more bigger name independent guys will say, like, ugh, that's just, you're just marking out for a payday. It's a big deal. Like, you know, it's just, it's a very big deal that you're able to get an opportunity, especially after a year in. So those were the two guys I want to interview. So I'm just going to do a little bit of forewarning. This interview, because I was honestly so nervous. Like, I don't really get nervous when it comes to wrestling matches anymore. I'm only 5.5 years in. I don't really get nervous when it comes to performing. Bigger the crowd, the better, I always say. I was pretty nervous at the start of this. I really didn't know how to go. I didn't really know what to say or do. I wrote down some questions, but my questions are just dog shit awful. Again, another curse word. I'm going to try to cut down the cursing. It was so bad at a certain point that Avalon just looked at me, shook his head, and just, like, walked away. You know, the guy who's gross AF, he just, like, shook his head and walked away. But shortly after that, a couple other young bucks walked in. Young bucks, young guns, I'll say that. I don't know if this is going to be the young guns episode. Gerard Castle, a black and brave guy who I believe is living in the cities now. I don't know. I didn't really gather that. He's a funny dude. Good-looking guy. Good, you know, good gear. Solid wrestler. He's only, like, 8 matches in, actually. He just, like, shook by, you know, he's coming over to say hello, and he was trying to brother me up. I said, hey, man, hop in. He's like, okay, I have a laryngitis. I said, that's fine, as long as you speak loudly. That's all that matters, right? So he hopped in. And then after that, Airwolf's brother, and I know I'm going to butcher it. I actually make a joke of it a bunch of times in the podcast. Seemed like he got a little upset, but it's water under the bridge at this point. Plus, he's like, you know, I mean, who the hell is he? I'm gorgeous effing Jordy Lee. Angel Kaido, Angel Hiaido, I don't know. Maybe get a better, easier to pronounce name, buddy, if you want to make in the wrestling business. man, I don't know if this is going to make it to air. God, I hope this makes it to air. In any event, so they hop in, and it definitely added that much-needed spark, that nicely much-needed push to get us over the hump and to get us, you know, to the 25 minutes or whatever it was, depending on if AC edits the whole thing for time. So, again, guys, like, it starts off really slow. Like, I considered for a hot minute starting it over and just, like, saying to everyone, just breathe, it's fine. Because you could kind of see Airwolf and Petey were a little uncomfortable. Not Petey. Petey's the best. Petey will do anything. That's the kind of guy who will, like, jump off a friggin' mountain into a lake. And he'll be like, what's up, brother? Downtown, Petey, brother. And just go right for it. So it starts off a little slow. But again, please just hang in there. Stay with me. And it was pretty good. So, you know, I recorded that Battleground, Pro Wrestling Battleground. You know, that's a place, guys. You know, if you're in the cities, if you're in an Eau Claire, a La Crosse, you know, anywhere around there, definitely make the drive to check it out. There's something very, very special going on there because there's this influx of young talent. From the Academy, ran by Ken Anderson, Ken Kennedy, and Sean Devari, with Molly Holly included as well, and Eric Cannon helping out over there. And, you know, so we got all these young guys coming in. It's very similar to when I broke in about 5.5 years ago, and we had Stash coming in, Porn Stash, Peter Schwanz, Nathan Gust, Tyler Jackson, Michael Wayne, you know, Brock Hall, Kippy for a hot minute. We had all these young guys breaking in, and we, of course, like, we can't just wrestle each other. We're not going to get any good. We had to wrestle the more experienced guys. So that's when I had to have the matches with a Stacy Shadows, with a Shane Hills, with a Sadist. And at the Saturday show, it was pretty cool. For the most part, all the young guys were paired off with the more experienced guys. So you had guys like Prophet, who's one of my favorites in Minnesota, you know, pairing off with a young guy. Lore, you know. Darren Corbin was the main event with Venom and Downtown Petey Brother. You know, so, and in MMA match, it was me and Avalon versus Cody Rice, Husky Heartthrob, and John Griffin. John Griffin is only a year in, you know. So that's what's just really cool. What's going on about the battleground scene, the Twin City scene in general. You know, they're, it seems like they're very lucky to have so many places that run. I'm sure it's an inconvenience for the bookers out there. But for a young guy that's just like, I got to get better. And so they, you know, they can fill their calendars really, really quick and get better really, really quick. I guess I'll say that again. So yeah, it was a good day. You know, we left Green Bay at about 11:30, rolled in at 3:30. Long day. I'm sure some people will question, oh, you know, you drove all that way just for one show. But I tell you what, it was absolutely awesome. In our tag match, we crushed it. I got the biggest heat spot I think I've ever gotten in my career. When during the match, I was working over Giant Griffin, and I hit him, and I said, I don't like you, you're just a nerd. And whether or not that's borrowed a little bit by the Big LG, the reaction I got, like, you would have thought I would have called him every single curse word, maybe a racial slur or something like that. That's how big of the reaction I got. Turns out, Giant Griffin's friends were all there, and they're all, like, inside kids, like arcade kids. So calling someone a nerd, like, dislovingly, I guess is a very big deal to them. So, you know, Giant Griffin, you are just a nerd, but he's also the first ever Battleground Tag Team Champion with Cody Rice. So it was an awesome match. Whenever it's up, definitely recommend it. I guess that'll be the future tape study whenever it gets up. So yeah, so definitely make sure to check that out. So with that, guys, enjoy the interview. I don't know what the song of the week is going to be on this. I guess AC Riley, if you want to pick a song, I would suggest The Climb by Miley Cyrus, or not. Peace. This is Jordy Lee on Talk is Jericho. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
Yeah. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep on moving, keep climbing, keep the faith, baby.
This is the Monster of the Midwest, Sadist. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like grapple talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Chris Lockman, host of the Smark Money Wrestling Podcast. Join me and my co-host, AJ Jensen, each week as we discuss all things professional wrestling. WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, New Japan, as well as the local indie scene here in Wisconsin. We'll also bring you interviews with some of the Midwest up-and-coming independent stars and where you can see them in your area. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, as well as on Twitter, at Smark Money. Check us out.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with This Week in Wrestling History, and we go, hey, whatever happened to you? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up the Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
What's up, guys? It's one of three of your favorite wrestling podcast hosts, AC Riley from Grapple Talk here. Are you a listener or even a host of another podcast and you just don't know how to get the word out about the podcast? Send us a promo advertising what your show is about to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not a podcast host, but maybe something independent wrestling that you're looking to get the word out about, shoot us an email with your promo as well. We don't discriminate. Let's face it, it's tough for the small guys to get the word out. So what better way than to band together with fellow small guys, aka advertising on a podcast? It's that easy to do. Just send a promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com and we'll make sure people know about you, your podcast, or maybe something else related to independent wrestling. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And as always, support independent wrestling.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Keeping you up.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Keeping you up.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
All right, Grapple Talk, we're sitting down here with Airwolf, the rookie luchador sensation, and Downtown Petey Brown.
Yeah, buddy.
We're doing a little bit of something different here on Grapple Talk, and we're just going to kind of shoot the business a little bit, maybe do some burying of some other wrestlers, and just going to see what happens. So, how are we doing, boys?
Doing great. Super solid.
Super solid.
Ready to fight.
Yeah. You guys excited for Battleground?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
How long have you guys been wrestling at Battleground?
I think I debuted in November, October maybe. I think I debuted in October or November.
But all right.
Yeah. Trying to think. I know it was in the summer. I want to say like probably like April or May, somewhere around there. So yeah. Of last year.
Now, you guys like trained by the academy here in Twin Cities, or where exactly? I know you, Petey, you weren't, but where were you training, Errol?
Oh, I trained with Josh Callisto around there, and then, I started doing the
academy. I'm such a good interviewer that I don't know anything about my host or my guests.
I started with Primetime Wrestling 2 years ago in September, to their first class, and now I'm with the academy.
Who else was in that class?
Sterling Bond, and then later Giant Griffin, and sure. Tom, or Lore.
Okay.
Was in that too, and...
You got your brother in, you're in with you, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That, no, that's fine. That's fine. That's cool. So, like...
He works better in the mask.
Yeah. Well, it'd be the mask. He'd be like... So, here's a question for Airwolf. What's a wolf exactly? How would you describe a wolf?
A wolf?
Yeah.
It's an animal, man. What are you, yeah. what are you asking me here?
How did you land on the wolf animal?
Well...
Serious questions.
I figured I want to make my way to the top in the wrestling world, and right. wolves kind of hunt their prey, and they work their way to the top. That's why, I don't know, they're my favorite animal as well, so.
Similar question for Petey. Petey, what's love like? How do you know?
What's love got to do with this?
Yeah.
What's love? I mean, I love wrestling, I love to party, and I love to drink, and I mean, it comes in different forms. Love hurts sometimes, though, too.
I have a note here, Pete.
Yeah, and then I heard it was really busy.
Are you a virgin?
I'm not a virgin.
Nice, I don't want to hear any more about that. So what you got...
The first time yeah.
So, like, you know, question for both of you, like, what got you guys into wrestling? Like, why did you guys decide to get into wrestling?
Harold, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. When I was younger, I always just watched it a lot.
You're still young.
Hey. Yeah, still young, but... when I was younger than this, I would always watch it. As soon as I started watching it, I kind of fell in love with it. Like, it's athleticism. I always like doing sports and stuff. Yeah. And I figured this would be something I'm good at.
Who were some of your favorites growing up?
I haven't, like, obviously I'm young, so.
No. No.
I watched a lot of, like, AJ Styles, like, modern guys, but.
By the way, Errol, if you're so young that 2 weeks ago at 7-Star Wrestling, you showed up in, like, what was it, a suit?
Yeah, it was a suit.
And I jokingly said, oh, what'd you just come from, like a band meet or something like that? Where did you just come from?
Oh, I came from a speech meet, actually. Speech meet,
yeah, there we go. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Petey, who are some of your influences?
So
some of your favorite wrestlers. Yeah,
yeah, everyone's going to hate on me, but I started wrestling way late. Like, the thing that got me into wrestling was wrestling video games.
Okay. How old were you when you started?
Started watching wrestling is between 7th and 8th grade, so it was around WrestleMania. It was before WrestleMania 21, so right okay. between 20.
Sure.
Right after 20.
Sure.
So who was hot right after then? It was Basic Thuganomics.
Yeah.
Dr. Thuganomics, John Cena. So he's been, like, my influence. I love his personality. Sure. I love, especially then. And, I mean, yep. like, people can hate on John Cena, but he does what, you know, you need to do in the business, so.
You know, Like, Avalon and Brock always give me stuff for it, but, like I didn't get into wrestling until 6th grade or so. Yeah. So it was, like, 2099, and it was because I didn't have cable because my parents were poor. So we were finally able to have SmackDown on free TV, and, like, so, I mean...
Game changer.
I mean, not everybody gets into wrestling, like, when Hulk Hogan is body slamming right? Under the Giant, you know, like, everyone... Exactly. Like, you're going to find it. You're going to find it one way or the other.
Definitely.
You know, so, let's see here. So... You know, I was basically, you know, said, like, you know, maybe talk about some topics going on in the wrestling world. Obviously, the thing that's going on right now is the Paige photo leaks and the video leaks and everything like that, right? You guys have been following that a little bit. And we're not going to go into it. It's, you know, it is what it is. Like, error and judgment.
It sucks. It sucks for them.
But
I hope for the best for them.
You know, so each of you, like, if you had to list a wrestler that you would not want to see, like, photos and video leaked the most of, who would it be, male or female?
Like, in the WWE, or are we talking, like,
You can even want to go indie level, you want to go TNA, WWE. I'll give you mine. I think mine, number one, is Viscera. I would not want to see any, like, weird leaked videos of that guy. Like, who are you thinking?
Isn't Viscera dead, too?
Jesus.
Is that Big Daddy geez. V? That'd be really sad.
So, like, what wrestler, like, would you say?
Because I also pick dead wrestlers, too.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, there's been too many to choose from this year, but...
Overthinking is B.D. Brown right now.
I mean, like, Hulk Hogan had to be one, but that's already out there, yeah. So... I feel like on a level of just because it would feel bad to me, like, if Bayley. She's just so, like, innocent and, like, awesome. Makes me feel, like, good about myself and, like, a good person. I'd hate to have to do that. Whenever I hear a song, I just get really happy and stuff. I turn to, like, a 6-year-old girl, man. It's, all right.
That's how I feel. Airwolf, what about you? Who do you not want to see, like, a picture of or, like, a weird sex act? Or maybe, like, The Undertaker?
Well, that, yeah. I don't know if I'm old enough to be looking at any of that stuff.
This is true. I mean, the internet's there.
Jeepers.
So, yeah, probably like some old guy. I don't know. Flair, probably. I would not want to.
Flair would actually be the best one ever. Like, 80s Flair, like, all coked up. Yeah. Like, fresh off the jet.
Oh. Yeah. The crash jet?
Yeah.
Like, damn. I mean, but curiosity killed the cat. Like, I'm gonna feel bad, but you know I'm gonna look. So.
Well, and I said to my girlfriend last night, I was like, you know, I actually hope some of my pictures leak. You know, I could use the notoriety. I'm not famous enough yet. You know,
get the buzz.
That's right. You know, so you guys have been around. You know, Airwolf, you've been definitely getting like a lot of buzz. You know, you did First Ave, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you're get all over the place. The thing I really like the most about you two guys, and. That like you guys embrace like the social media aspect of it like early on, like what made you decide to do that, like just like fall like head first into all that? Either one of you guys go first.
Well, I see social media as a platform that will only help you like escalate yourself in the business. Most people, they don't really know how to use social media to help them, but rather they go on the internet and kind of like criticize others' work. Yeah. I'd rather go out there and put positive messages out on there so people have a good positive like mindset on me, so I can use it like as an influence on my career and help take that step further.
Sure.
Katie? Yeah, totally agree with what Darius said to say. I would also add that I was a PR major in college, so it's something I already did.
Where'd you go?
St. Mary's down Winona, Minnesota.
What's their mascot?
It's the Cardinals. It used to be the Redmen. They had to change it.
What happened?
I mean, like, I guess Redskins are still a thing.
I guess
but. At Catholic college, you're like, we already had enough hot water for being Catholic, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys are both ahead of the curve, too, like, doing your promo videos. You know, Airwolf, like, when I was looking up stuff to, you know, when we were about to wrestle you, like, I found tons of footage. And PD, like, you have tons of stuff out there, too, like, you know, that's an important aspect of it. Like, a lot of wrestlers, like myself included, like, late to the game, you know, stay ahead of that stuff. Like, obviously, with wrestlers like Ethan Page, Joey Janela, like, they're ahead of it by, like, putting out content all the time.
Yeah.
So, who you guys, some of your favorite wrestlers, like on social media, whether they give you a laugh, you like their promo videos, they have like guys around the local scene, like who do you really get a kick out of?
I really think Darren Corbin does a really good job at it, with his partnerships, with different, you know, companies. I think it's the next level that we're probably both trying to get sponsorships, a way to share our message, a way to get free stuff. But I think he does a really good job, and obviously Cole Cabana.
Sure.
Like a master at that with his podcast, and that really elevated my liking of wrestling, and he's kind of helping out the other boys by getting them noticed too, so I think it's awesome. Yeah.
I definitely agree with PD on that. Like Corbin, he does a lot of social media stuff around here, and he's a local guy, so I can see and listen to him on advice for that. And yeah, Colt Cabana, I looked at a lot of his stuff and how he used his social media in order to help influence his career.
Sure.
Kind of took after that.
But I'd say, too, one more. The broski himself, Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder's
awesome. Like, that's awesome. That's an awesome story. And I just saw today that he's bringing it back, which I think is good. Couldn't hurt.
Well, is he bringing back the long True Island
it's
Ice
like,
Z
it's like,
or whatever?
It's like Recovery Story or something like that. But I was like, props to him because he really worked his, you know, his butt off to get over. So.
All right. Good deal. You know, like, now, guys, like, you know, this isn't going to be, like, a traditional interview. Like, we can just... You know, shoot the SHIT because you know we got Airwolf over here, who's still a little pupski. But you know, we like, what else, like, do you, what's going on in you guys' wrestling world? You know, like, what are we thinking about today? Like, what are we grooving on right now in wrestling? Like, what's going on? What are we thinking about?
Well, today's huge for me. It's my first main event here, going against Darren Corbin and Venom. So, feel super lucky to be in that position and just excited to work with both guys.
Is it your first main event ever?
Not ever, but Battleground, yes. And first title match at Battleground, too.
Who's your first main event?
Oh, it was probably at some show with, like, 10 people. I can't remember. So it's, like, my first legitimate main event. So,
Baby. We're interrupted here by Brina. Oh, the Brina. Yeah, we're just doing a little bit of wrestling interview. How you doing, Brina?
Good.
What's that? Can't hear you. The podcast can't hear you. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So bashful.
I hate podcasts.
Yeah. Errol, what are you vibing on right now? What's going on in your wrestling world?
I'm really excited for the show tonight, actually. Pro Wrestling Battleground is one of my favorite promotions to wrestle around here for.
Agreed.
Yeah, definitely got a different vibe to it. And I'm actually wrestling Gerard Castle tonight.
Okay.
He's a guy I actually enjoy being in the ring with.
Black and Brave guy, right?
Yep, definitely. train with Black and Brave. He's a young guy, very athletic, and I'm very excited to wrestle him.
I mean, that guy could stand to, like, lift a weight once in a while, right? I mean, maybe maybe do a crunch or two.
Yeah.
More flashy tights, maybe. More,
yeah,
more,
yeah.
You got a generic chance show, so.
Maybe, like, be, like, a better-looking person in general. Like.
Oh, man, dude, he's gorgeous. He could be... He could be an Abercrombie.
Let's watch the taglines a little bit. Yeah. Remember who
he's
you're talking about?
He's handsome. Yeah, that's right. Give a picture.
That's right.
Stolen Valor.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know, guys. Like, what else? Like, what are we thinking about today? I should have been a better host and wrote down more questions. We don't even know if this thing's going to air.
Right?
Maybe the boys at Grapple Talk aren't going to like this that much. You know, Petey, what are we thinking? Ketchup or mustard?
Oh, I'm a ketchup guy. I used to put ketchup on steak.
Ketchup on steak?
Yeah, like, steak. Until, like... Too recent, like almost 20s ketchup on steak. Switch over to A1, but
what? And how are you getting your steak there? You had to put ketchup on it.
I would just get like medium.
Is
but it was just solid. It was just solid to me. I love ketchup. Like yeah. I love ketchup on anything.
I don't think I can associate with Petey anymore. Yeah. Putting ketchup on steak.
Right. I mean, one thing you should know about Donson Petey Brown is like I'm not 100% class. Like,
person.
Yeah.
That's
brother,
that's the best thing ever. What about you, Airwolf?
Definitely a ketchup guy.
Ketchup,
I don't put it on steak, but
definitely. I don't do it anymore. But I mean, I still would. Like, I would.
Do you put it on your mac and cheese?
No, mom, Airwolf, I'm not the guy either.
I don't do that either.
No,
Mama Wolf.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I mean, mustard only like on hot dogs.
I don't
like
mustard
hamburger.
At all. I don't like mustard a little bit.
Yeah. I like Dijon. Dijon is
the French stuff.
Yeah, the nice stuff. That's good on sandwiches.
I don't know what kind of lifestyle you're living downtown Petey Brown that you can afford all these nice French mustards.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Your upper crust style life here. You got all these tattoos, but you can afford this mustard and everything like that. What are your tattoos, though? What's going on there?
So on my arm, I've got a pillar that makes a K with a rose. So it's my mom and dad, and his name's Carrie with a K.
Okay.
Mom's name's Rose.
All right.
I've got Yoda and Vader on each side, kind of like my Tom and Jerry, like devil and angel tattoos.
I'm basically, and by the way, I'm going to say this as a guy who has a stupid arrow on his back. I'm seeing a what not to get of tattoos.
Oh, like, man, like, totally.
Like the
totally.
Parents' names are good, but like a Yoda and a Vader, right. I don't know.
I'm a Star Wars fanatic.
Yeah.
They're regrettable, but at the same time, whatever.
What's your favorite Star Wars?
Shit, oh, man.
Where is he?
I'm so Gerard Castle. Let's get sit down. I guess we're joined by Gerard Castle, I guess, the old podcast.
Oh, if you're doing a podcast, I probably should get the hell
out of it. No, you should.
I got laryngitis.
No, you're good. You're good to go, man. This is the young guns of the future Midwest wrestling here. Basically, to catch you up, we're making fun of downtown P. Brown's stupid tattoos.
Yeah.
Airwolf, I'm assuming no tats.
No tats.
Any tattoos in the future? I don't. Do not get any tattoos. That's the best advice
I
can give you.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with that,
too.
He's all pre-wrestling.
I'm not sure yet.
No? Dude, I can't afford custom gear, let alone tattoos.
That's a thing. Gerard Castle, how are you doing today besides laryngitis?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, I'm taking on Airwolf today, so
yeah,
we should be able to
tear it down here. Let's get the little bro in here, buddy. Come on here, come on, get over here, come on.
Uh oh,
kid Airwolf.
On Hokkaido, actually.
Oh, is that okay? Sit down, buddy. Come on. So, this podcast is quickly like going off the rails. That's all right. Introduce yourself.
And Hokkaido.
Nice and loud.
And Hokkaido.
And ketchup or mustard.
Ketchup.
What
about, man, it's clean, sweet ketchup.
What about you, GC?
Well, I'm going to say ranch.
Ranch?
Ranch wasn't an option.
Well, I don't give a damn. Ranch is the way to go.
I'm a big A1 sauce guy. But you got a funny story about A1. My roommate calls it Al sauce because he can't read.
Al sauce?
He saw like the A and the 1. He thought it was an L, so he calls it Al sauce.
I can see that. What do you put on ranch? Like, or what do you put ranch on, I guess? Everything?
Put it on wings.
Wing? Well, okay.
Put it on sandwiches.
Sandwiches. What kind of gross fat person sandwiches are you dipping in, like, ranch sauce?
Peanut butter toast.
Peanut butter and toast and ranch?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
How do you have abs?
Apparently, fear is not a factor for you.
Yes.
How do you have
almost
abs?
As bad as putting ketchup on steak.
Speaking of abs, we're gonna do just a quick table count. Like everyone that has abs, like put up your hands. All right, everyone that has abs, here at this table. Airwolf, what's? Come on, a little bit.
I mean, it's more round.
Yeah,
but it's hard.
This got weird. This got weird really fast. Yeah, you got the skinny person abs.
There's too many like minors like lifting up their shirts at this table.
Meanwhile, the chubby Jew who does not put ranch on everything has a gut ski. So maybe I should start putting ranch in everything and getting laryngitis, and then I'll get abs one of these good days.
I don't think it works.
So your name. What's it? What was it again? El Qaeda? What was it?
El Qaeda.
El Qaeda.
Can you tell my inexperience as an interviewer? Yeah? I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
What's love like and how do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Have you ever been in love?
No.
Castle?
No, I don't love really anything other than ranch.
All right, yeah, that's good. Yeah, so I guess we'll just go around the horn. Again, I hope this gets broadcast on the internet. Hey, Brina, giving us the middle finger is such a lovely lady. Such a classy, lovely lady. Let's go around the horn, and we'll do everyone's like favorite matches that they had, starting with Petey Brown. What's a favorite match that you've ever had so far?
Man, that's tough. Number one, too. I'm trying to think of it. I'd say one match I had most fun in, at least. I had to wrestle as Doug the Alien early in the night.
Okay.
And right after intermission, they needed a match. We had no time to plan for it, but Sterling Bond and I put on a like decent 15-minute match.
Sure.
Having nothing planned besides the finish. So that was pretty cool to be able to just to wing it. And
yeah.
It was fun. And we started together, so it was a lot of fun to be able to trust each other and put on a fun match.
Good deal. Airwolf?
I'm going to have to say my most fun match was kind of obvious. It was the first AV match against Venom, Space Monkey, and Ethan Page. It was awesome. A really fun opener for the Wrestlepalooza.
Good deal. El Qaeda?
my debut.
Okay, hold on. Is El...
Enhel Saito.
Enhel Saito. Which means...
The Fallen Angel.
The Fallen Angel. Okay, good deal. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
My favorite match was against Airwolf for my debut.
Aww.
Okay. All
right. I beat you then, right?
What?
Oh! Cold.
GC?
Well, I'm obviously a seasoned, grizzled veteran.
How long have you been wrestling?
You can see the gray hair in my beard, which is exuberant.
How long have you been wrestling for?
Consistently? Probably like 2 months.
Okay. what's your favorite match?
Well, I have a very impressive record. I'm 0-8. Still trying to get the
You're
big
due.
One.
You're
still
due.
Trying to get the big one. I think I'm due. You know, just like in the MLB, there's a lot of great players that get in slumps.
Don't know anything getting, about basketball, but that's all right.
Kind of getting out of the gate here.
Raleigh fingers,
but
right?
My favorite match was... Am I allowed to, like, promote other companies? Because I'm not.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, my favorite match was a impromptu match that I was put into at the last second, AWF.
Which stands for?
American Wrestling Federation.
Good enough.
I'm pretty sure it's American, right? Yes. But, yeah, I had no idea I was even wrestling. I just kind of went to the show with Airwolf and... for its name.
It's okay. Move on. Just tell me about the match. It's all right.
Yeah, we did a triple threat, and
yeah,
I didn't win, but it was a big.
Who was all in the match?
It was Airwolf, Cal Creed, and myself.
Okay,
and
you just brought your gear and everything.
Yeah, I brought the gear,
like a good young guy.
Good lesson.
Yeah,
and it was a sweet match. Crowd was into it.
Yeah,
I wasn't victorious, but I didn't take the pin either. So you gotta hang your hat on the small victories.
I think in a sport that isn't exactly the most honest, I think you're a little obsessed with the wins and loss column. I think.
Perhaps.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's a good. Like P said, that's a good lesson. You know, like you go to a show, you show up, like you want to support your boys. Like always, have your gear in the car. Like you never know when they're gonna say, Petey. Castle, like 10 minutes, go and just tear it down, and that's how so many opportunities come. So,
yeah, or bring ref shirts too.
Or bring ref shirts. I have a ref shirt with the sleeves cut off, so I can be stone cold someday. So.
I'm just waiting to show up to some random show I've never been to, and promoter like making me perform like some exotic stripper gimmick.
Yeah. So,
saves.
Yeah. So, I guess on that note, it's been about 20 minutes. We'll find out if this thing airs. It really went off the rails a little bit. If everyone wants to plug their social media stuff, start with old GC.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Instagram and Twitter, it's the same handle, at the Gerard Castle.
Okay.
And pretty sure my YouTube is also the Gerard Castle as well.
Okay.
And you can book me at bookthegerardcastle@gmail.com.
Perfect. Love a good Gmail.
Yeah,
I mean. Okay, fair enough. No, it's all right, good.
Airwolf, you can follow all my social media. I have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook page, and YouTube. and they're all at Official Airwolf.
Awesome. Petey?
I mean, you can book me at any Sneaky Pete's, you know, downtown Minneapolis. So I'll be there. But for social media, for Twitter, it's Downtown PT, but the letter's PT, Brown. Just to be sure. And on Facebook, I'm Downtown PD Brown.
What's your Tinder?
I actually have a girlfriend, so. But
what,
I was.
What's,
I was,
what's your Tinder?
You know, it, you don't have a Tinder handle? I would know, but I mean, okay, just Tinder advice. It's a quantity game. You just swipe right as much as you can, and then you choose them.
Petey, I got one question.
Yeah.
Just one question. You say you can always find you at Sneaky Pete's.
Yeah.
Have you ever, just by chance, had a waitress squirt breast milk in your face?
All right.
I've not.
Because I've had a buddy that has had that happen to him. I'm just saying.
Outstanding. I think we're going to end it there. We'll find out. This airs, go check it out, I guess.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says...
Stop watching your neighbors get undressed. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Come on, that's not necessary.
All he's got to do is...
Download the latest Grapple Talk podcast on iTunes. Just type Grapple Talk into the search bar. It's not rocket science.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net, Gerwick.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media. Create your legacy.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And uh-oh. Looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS, Instagram at Indie Power Rankings, on Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, IndiePowerRankingsIPR.wordpress.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Darren Corbin. I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Reviewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Rudin, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
This is Stacey Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacey Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
All right, guys. Well, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Again, I hope you all stuck with it, gutted it out, as it were. Definitely pay attention to all those guys, Gerard Castle, Errol, and GL...
Hiato. I'm the worst interview in the world. I hope this makes it air. Airwolf, Downtown Petey Brown, a.k.a. Downtown Petey Brother, just brothering up people left and right, taking young kids aside, taking them under his wing, his very short and small wing. You know, check out these guys. Keep an eye on the future. And, yeah, definitely pay attention. I appreciate everyone listening. I appreciate Grapple Talk taking a little chance ski on me, taking a little risk. Who knows what's going to happen? So with that, guys, we're going to go into, I guess, upcoming events and social media. You can always find me if you want inside jokes, basketball jokes, rap references. I listen to a lot of rap music. And just all around stupidity. You can find me on my Twitter, @TheRealJordyLee. My handle changes constantly. So, you know, because, of course, I'm just that much fun that I like to change my handle. I'm on Instagram if you enjoy weird pictures of me posing in front of a mirror in a muscle madness competition against Steve Guru, a.k.a. Sadist Monster of the Midwest. You can find me at gorgeouslee_Jordy and my Facebook page to find actual wrestling information. Facebook search Gorgeous Jordy Lee. And that's where you're going to get all the up to the minute news would probably be the best. So upcoming shows, guys, I'm participating with Brock Hall and Logan Lynch. We're going to the Game 1 Forge Wrestling Seminar in Berwyn, Illinois. Pretty excited about that. That is taking place this Saturday, the 28th. Maybe I should have wrote better handwriting. A week after that, Bob Louie's Wisconsin Professional Wrestling. Bob Louie's April 1st. Always a really, really good time. Friday after that, we're at the National NFW. I don't know. It's ran by Dark Child. It's going to be a good time. Just show up. Just all you got to know. It's ran by Dark Child at the Elks Club in Rice Lake for 7. Saturday or the day after that, I'm going out to Waseca, Minnesota for the Revolution Wrestling Alliance. Saturday after that, WPW presents Boiling Point, Stevens Point, returning there at the Holiday Inn. Always a great show, so definitely make sure to check out that. And then finally, I have ACW Water City WrestleCon at the Sunnyview Expo Center. It's going to be an awesome show. There's going to be a WLC match. Dare I say more. So check it out, guys. I hope you enjoy this. I hope Alex Riley is busting a gut laughing over all this. Yeah, that's it. Peace, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
Grappletalk.com/the Facebook. That didn't make sense.
They know where to find us on Facebook.
I had a stroke.
With Nick Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
I would say the traditional one. something like that. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know.
Beatboxing by A.C. Riley, not available in stores for good reason.
Man, we just got some stuff for the blooper reel, that's all I'm saying.
Our entire podcast is the blooper reel.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.